The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
There's a fly ball. Well hit to left center field. It's way back, and it's gone! A three-run pinch hit home run for Yasiel Puig. Flexing his muscles as he rounds third and hits for home.
Dodgers radio, what the heck was Bud Black doing in the seventh inning of a tie game, 2-2? Scott Oberg on the mound. Runners at second and third. Yasiel Puig is up with first base open. These guys, these managers, they have instant access to all the stats, all the analytics. And all you had to know that over the last 7 days, Yasiel Puig is hitting .474 with 6 home runs and 12 runs batted in.
Ha! Rushed!
And he pitched to him.
Yeah, that's better than what the Rockies have done on the last road trip, right?
Yes.
Yeah. About 300 points higher he's hitting than the Rockies. What was he hitting? For what?
.474.
.474. Oh, over 300 points. I'm sorry. I shorted him.
It's, yeah.
They're hitting .177. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, just under
297 points.
Math. It gets me. It's tricky. It's tricky.
But he has more home runs and more runs batted in than the entire Rockies team over the last 6 games.
I will say this. Oberg has pitched really well down the stretch till last night. But you are 100% right. Don't pitch to that dude. He's been beasting the baseball. Beasting it. You're right. 297. 297 points higher than the, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
hitters? The top 7 Rockies hitters, yeah.
Just 300 points higher.
Rockies' chances of winning the National League West
are zero.
Are now down to 4%.
Oh. Basically, not zero.
No, it basically comes down to this, folks. The Rockies have 10 games left. The Dodgers have 9. In order to force a tie, if the Dodgers go just 5-4, the Rockies would have to go 8-2.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
And the Rockies are going to have, I think the Rockies need to win 10 in a row.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, they're big, tough, strong, big, tough, strong. I mean, you know, it's an AFC North defense. I mean, I've played them a few times, and I know very well, you know, how they operate. And, you know, so we got our work cut out for us, especially on the road. They're a tough team on the road. So I'm really excited about the test we got this week.
Yeah, that's Case Keenum talking about the Ravens. The Ravens have this model, this culture, this identity.
Mm-hmm.
Black and blue.
Sure.
Physical, tough, all those things. When you look at the film of the first couple of games, do you see that? Are they still the Ravens?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got stung. They got stung in their secondary. Boyd hit him big time. A.J. Green hit him big time in the secondary. And because they got stung so quickly in the secondary, there were a lot of running lanes that were open early in that game. It closed down, and they played much better in the second half. But like the first quarter, Andy Dalton and that offense, they absolutely eviscerated him in the passing game. So, but historically, when you look at him, now one game was against the Bills, and you have to look at the second half of Cincinnati, kind of who they really are. They also lost, I think CJ Mosley went out in that game against Cincinnati on a Thursday night. The thing about Thursday night football is that a lot of guys play that aren't even close to being, like, they're not even close to being where they would if the game was on Sunday. And some guys are playing hurt. Some guys are playing in a situation where they probably shouldn't be playing. And you don't necessarily always get your best effort, especially when you have to travel, go on the road on Thursday nights. So I think you take that Thursday night game and you kind of boil that down. They should be healthy. They've gotten 10 days to prepare for this game. They're a physical group. Brandon Williams on the inside is physical. Terrell Suggs, big physical guy. They've got physical linebackers. They're a group now. They're a physical group. There's no question. He's 100% right on that.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Thomas, 3 in transition. He's going to get the rebound. Yes, he is. Look at Isaiah hustling. He's got it. Crowd loves it.
Lakers radio. So the Nuggets, as they get ready for training camp, will not have spark plug off the bench scorer Isaiah Thomas immediately available, as he is still recovering from hip surgery. Actually, the same kind of hip surgery that our buddy DeHuffjet had, labrum surgery.
So, yeah.
I mean, we're talking about
lift me up.
Two elite athletes.
Right.
The two of them should get together and talk.
Right. Trade war stories about the hip surgery.
Anyway, but this is, boy, you talk about a guy who just was unlucky. Isaiah Thomas, 2 years ago, was having an unbelievable season with the Celtics, was thinking he was going to be able to get a max deal up around $130 million.
Mm-hmm.
But he hurt the hip. Kept playing on it.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics fleeced the Cavaliers and got Kyrie Irving for basically nothing.
Probably told him, too, that you can't do any further damage by playing on his hip.
So Thomas continued to try to play with it last year, wasn't the same player, signed a one-year deal with the Nuggets, got the surgery done, and now he's going to have to. So, you know, the Nuggets' two biggest offseason acquisitions, Isaiah Thomas and Michael Porter Jr., both right now damaged goods. Now, can still get healthy, can still make an impact, but they will start the season. Porter with the back, Isaiah with the hip.
Are you guys, DeHuff, are you and Isaiah rehabbing at the same facility? You see him when you go to rehab every day?
No, but we should. We really should.
Right.
Hey. Make it a date.
Hey, Isaiah, can you spot for me over here?
Yeah.
Oh, my hammy's really tight.
Boy, I got up off the couch too quickly last night. My hammy is really killing me.
Is that how?
Next on the Morning Brew. I'm going to set up this story here for you. So these two guys from, like, South Boston.
Yeah, Southies.
Found on the road a rolled-up banner. The 2018 Red Sox American League East champion banner that they're going to unveil at Fenway Park when, if the Red Sox clinch the American League East. So these two guys posted a video of them holding the banner.
I gotta see this video.
And what they wanted. This is like, think Goodwill Hunting meets the town meets the departed. Here you go.
We need to negotiate here. We're looking for, like, you know.
We're working too.
Yeah.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes, traffic.
But we know that that's the original one.
We were told there was only one made.
Yeah, we were told there was only one banner made.
So at that point, that tells us. But then they told us they had a duplicate. So if they do try to put a duplicate up, you best believe we're going to show up and say,
we have the right one.
That's not the that's not the original.
So we're hoping that they don't make one and they put the right one up.
We're hoping they do the right thing. Yep. You know, we did the right thing. We could have kept it. We could have put it on eBay. We could have, you know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
The sources. You know what they're looking for? Retainer. Nobody works in this city without a retainer. Nobody. Retainer. We got other sources.
So they brought it by Fenway Park, and the Red Sox said thanks and gave them nothing.
Yeah.
Because they'd already made another one.
We got sources. What is your sources, Uncle Sticky? Lord have mercy.
What do these two think they were? Damon and Affleck?
Yeah, okay. You know what they're doing right now?
Only thing missing from that video was how about them apples?
Yeah, you know what they're doing right now? They're writing a movie.
They're writing a movie.
Yeah. Right now. Called The Banner.
The Banner.
The Banner. They're going to head over there with lanterns and pitchforks.
Oh, my goodness. That'll do it for the morning, bro. Jeez.
But you,
man. Guys like that make me feel very ashamed of where I'm from. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. I bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.